appointment with one of our providers. We would be delighted to see to all of your healthcare needs. Thank you for 4 years of growth and success at Toledo Health.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Enococo, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla@bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Hey, playing at Parkway Cinema right now is Companion and Dogman, along with other great movies. And today is special price day. Only $6 for any movie, any age, any time. Parkway Cinema Natchitoches, go to acadianacinema.com and click on to get all the details and information. You like Cajun food? Don't want to have to drive all the way down to Scott, Louisiana to get it? Well, you don't have to, because Best Stop Cajun Market has brought the Cajun food from Scott, Louisiana to 12442 Texas Highway. That's at Toledo Town, around Toledo Bend Lake. They're open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. on Sunday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. 318-719-7454, the number. 318-719-7454. They got great meats, boudin, cracklings. They got everything you want in Cajun food. Thursday, Lieutenant Governor is going to be in force. Tomorrow is still undecided. Wayne Christian's traveling to a meeting. He's going to be out with us tomorrow. We're putting that together now. This morning, State Representative Chuck Owens is with us. Chuck, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ted. How are you?
I am doing well. What's happening in the Chuck Owens world?
I am trying to keep my head above water with my paying jobs and trying to get ready for this upcoming legislative session. We'll have 60 days to try to get a lot of things done. So I'm drafting bills. I'm getting bills reviewed. I'm working with police juries. I'm doing all sorts of fun things to get ready for that critic.
Before we start talking about that, what about the injection into the ground, something you've been fighting with a lot of zeal, but are you having luck on that, or where do we stand?
I don't know if we're having luck or not, because nothing has happened yet. I know that a lot of discussions are taking place, and some of the things I say are not making people happy who want to make money on this. I had a long interview the other day, Ted, at Channel 5 in Alexandria. They called me over, and I sat for an hour with them one day, and the young man pared it down to about a five-minute interview, but it was a really even-handed thing. I mean, you know, as a political person, you wonder how your words are going to get chopped up when you sit for one of those things. But the reporter at Channel 5 relayed my words in every context that I brought them. What I know, Ted, is that I am going to be bringing legislation in April. I've already directed the House staff to file it that will provide each parish the option of doing this business activity or not doing this business activity. That's what I want. I want the leaders of Sabine or Natchitoches or Vernon, the police juries or parish president, to say, yes, we want this or we don't. And as a proviso in that, as a fail-safe for the citizens, that if the citizens don't like what the police jury say, then if they will bring a petition, then there can be a vote on the actions. So I am taking this to the lowest level of democracy I can think of, Ted, because in the last, as long as I've known about carbon sequestration, I know one person in Vernon Parish who's for it. I know there may be some others, but only one has told me they are, and I've met two in Beauregard. That's it. That's all I've met. So I'm just trying to give our parish a chance to do something else if they want to.
So let me ask the question. with a Trump administration that has a completely different view on policies like this compared to the Biden administration, is there a possibility the Trump administration stops it altogether anyway?
I certainly hope so. I certainly hope so. He has not spoken to this. He has spoken to solar, and he's spoken to wind, and he's spoken to the green scam a lot. He speaks of the green scam and the Green New Deal and all this other stuff, but he's not spoken of carbon sequestration. And so I think I will probably send a letter to Speaker Johnson and to Senator Kennedy asking them to approach the president on our behalf and find out what his plans are. Because, look, that'd be the easiest thing, is if they kill these tax credits, then it would just be over. So, that, you know, for people who don't know this, the reason that they're doing this is that there are enormous federal tax credits to people who participate in this.
Sure.
To the people who capture the carbon, the people who move the carbon, and at the well sites where they stick it in the ground.
I got a phone call from a person that was just mad as hell. They were trying to get two tickets to the Super Bowl. I said, that's next to impossible. They said, not if you're a legislator. They said, if you're a legislator, you automatically can get tickets to the Super Bowl if it's in Louisiana. I said, I find that hard to believe. I'll ask Chuck Owens about it because he's going to be my guest tomorrow. What's your knowledge on that, Chuck?
We were given a chance to purchase them, okay? Oftentimes people talk about, the bennies that may or may not come to an elected official. We were given a chance to purchase them some weeks back, I think. I didn't even pay attention because if the Saints aren't going, I'm not really interested, and I certainly don't want to go to New Orleans. But, yes, a legislator was given a chance to purchase them.
But that's not really fair that the average citizen can't get them, and because you're elected to office, you can get them.
Yeah, I'm not in charge of any of that. I have no idea who's in charge. I just saw the email and didn't even open it, Ted.
Yeah.
I didn't because I don't care.
Yeah. Talk to me about the session.
My priority bill is going to be the carbon opt-out bill. Other things I'm going to be doing, I am going to be working on a bill to try to provide some safety nets for people who are sick. Let me give you an example. If someone we know gets diagnosed with a terminal illness and they've got a 401k or an IRA and they need to make a withdrawal to deal with medical expenses or life expenses, if they can't work, I'm going to remove the tax on that in the state of Louisiana. I know the federal has some provisions. We don't. I'm going to make it where the state of Louisiana will not be allowed to tax you if you get sick.
Do you see any opposition to that?
I dare you to oppose me in that. I mean, who would oppose that? So, no, I can't imagine that.
I can't either.
The other thing I'm going to do is I found out I've got some constituent here. Has a son who is in a wheelchair, just lifelong in a wheelchair, and they went to buy a van. They bought a van, and then they bought a conversion kit to go on it. And the state of Louisiana taxes their conversion kit as an increase in value to the van. So it increased their $40,000 van to $80,000 in the state of Louisiana. That needs to go away.
I agree completely.
If you need a wheelchair, the state has no business taxing you and making your life any harder. So, no, I'm going to try to get rid of some stupid things. I'm going to be working on a health issue, Ted, it's called emergency use authorization notification. You know, during COVID, for the first year and a half, every shot that was given was under what they call emergency use, which means it was still codified as an experimental drug. Nobody was told they were being given experimental drugs. Nobody. So I'm going to make that law, that every agency and every person who gives a shot, that it is going to be law that you have to tell. If Ted gets a COVID shot, they're going to have to tell you it's an experimental drug and it's not certified.
I would have never taken the COVID vaccination had I not known it was not approved.
Well, I don't know if it was belligerence or ignorance, but a lot of people in the medical community just did not do that. And what I found out after this session was I pulsed DCFS, I pulsed the Department of Health, I pulsed the hospital systems. None of them had policies. Because, look, Ted, we hadn't had a pandemic since 1918. Nobody was ready for that. Well, we're not going to screw that up again.
Anything else you offer in this session? Because, are you limited to five bills?
I am limited to five bills. The two I talked to you about taxes are not counted in the five.
Okay.
You can do all you want in terms of taxes.
Yeah.
So I am chewing on some things. The Department of Veterans Affairs wants me to do some things, and the governor's office has asked me to keep one placeholder in case they want something done. So I'm basically going to be on deck, you know, to do something for the governor too. I don't know what it is yet.
So you got more requests than you've got the number of bills.
I do. I have a, you know, there's always lots of things you can do. By law, we've got 60 days. But look, before we go to the session, Ted, we've got this constitutional amendment vote coming up. It's enormous. So that's something else we need to talk about.
Yeah, we got a special program on the, I think it's March elections coming up pretty shortly. Chuck Owen, state representative, our guest, one of the good guys. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away. Broadline Services, I talk to you about them every day, and there's so much to tell you about them. Whether you want to remodel your bathroom, they can do that. Or you need new flooring, or if you want countertops, or you need a Speed Queen appliance. They service Vernon, Beauregard, Sabine, Natchitoches, and East Texas. Talk to Tim or Juanita. They're at 318-652-1215. Or you can go to broadlines.org.
My name is Leah Thompson, a Northwestern State University student majoring in biology. With cutting-edge labs, dedicated faculty, and hands-on experience, NSU prepares you for a successful career in the health, environmental, and scientific fields. Whether you're aiming to become a biologist, scientist, or preparing for a professional field of study such as medicine, NSU offers the education and support you need to thrive in your future career. Visit nsu.la/explore.
Nichols is your headquarters for activewear. Come see our super assortment of men's tees, shorts, caps, and shirts by Hook Performance Fishing. These are no ordinary shirts. Hook uses a durable poly-knit fabric designed to keep you cool and dry. This stain-release fabric keeps messy stains from setting and has SPF protection, too. Hook shorts are designed with secure zip pockets, and the fabric breathability adds superior comfort. Great designs in a variety of vibrant colors. Check out Hook Performance Fishing Apparel on display now at your local Nichols store.
Broadline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give you a prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
Hey, welcome back. I want to remind you, Nichols, it's close to you. If you're listening this morning, they're in Leesville, Winfield, Coushatta, and Manny. And if you're thinking about getting a firearm, whether it's a shotgun or a pistol or somewhere in between, they got the best selection you'll find anywhere. And they can help you make that choice if you don't know already. Nichols, stop by and see them today. State Representative Chuck Owens is our guest this morning. And Chuck, I had Jack McFarland a few weeks on. He's on that committee to find ways to cut spending in Louisiana. Wonder how they're coming. Have you heard anything about that?
I have not. I am very glad, obviously, that Jack's on it. I'm very glad that Philip Carver's on it. I think you would find Philip a very interesting guy. Philip is a business owner in Lake Charles. He owns an auto dealership. And Philip is a completely self-made man. He has made a life very successful for himself through his own elbow grease and the blessings of God. And Philip is on there, and Philip knows how to find waste. He never would have been successful in business had he not. So I am very, very thankful that Philip is there.
So if this group brings the legislature some really serious ways to cut costs, and like I say, there's so much low-hanging fruit out there, I could cut millions off the budget, no one would even know it. Do you think the legislature will embrace that, or will they kick the can down the road?
I can't speak for anyone, but I certainly will. I think most of us will, if given the chance to vote for it. What happens, Ted, is, and I saw this last year, Governor Landry told all of the state agencies to be prepared for a 1-3% budget cut. He didn't even talk about cut the rate of growth. He just talked about a budget cut. And we sat through appropriations meetings through the late summer and fall. And every agency, with the exception of DOE, Department of Education, all came to the table and threw up on the rug like the sky was going to fall. Every one of them said the world will come to an end if we have to cut by one penny, because we build expectations with citizens as we spend. And when Department of Health grows, or Child and Family Services or transportation or whoever grows, we grow government. And then people are used to something happening that they think is what ought to happen. And what I'm sure Jack and Philip and the other team members are doing is they're trying to pare down what really is the responsibility of government here. What should government be doing? You know, I'll give you a great example. I mean, should government be paying for child care from age birth to 18? Because that's really what people want. The people that are behind the early childhood movement, they are absolutely, I would say, pathological about how important early childhood. And it is important, Ted, but it's your responsibility to raise your kid. It is not the government's. And so,
But the minute that you start talking about doing that, which makes a lot of sense to me, you got these people saying, oh, we're going to have kids dying on the street. This is going to be horrible. Those terrible legislators, I can't believe they're doing this.
They set programs up, and they level expectations to people, and then people become accustomed to the government providing something that they may or may not have ever provided for. And that's what we have to face. We can't print our own money here like they can in Washington. What I'm seeing, Elon Musk is finding a lot of crazy things that they're going to throw out of the federal government. I hope we will have the guts to do the same thing.
If you were a betting man, what would you say the chances? 10, it happens, 0, it doesn't happen, of this actually taking place this session? 4?
This session? No. I'd say 8.
Wow.
I say, look, Governor Ray.
Are we talking about a meaningful amount?
Yes, I believe so. And let me tell you why. When we were ramping up to the special session in the fall, and Governor Landry brought a group of us down there. He would bring small groups at a time. We would go talk to him about what he needed done for the tax reform and what things we needed to sign up for. And we all went into the room going, Governor, we need to cut spending before we even touch the tax system at all. And we could not do that at the moment. And he gave us his word that he said, I have found efficiencies in everywhere I've worked, in Congress, as Attorney General. He calls it efficiency. Some people call it cut.
Yeah.
But he is going to let us cut things we don't need. I have every confidence that the governor and the Republican delegation will do that.
Well, I'll give you a great example. I talked to one person. I said, you know, to me, one of the most logical cuts is PBS, television and radio. And almost nobody watches. If you look at the ratings, they have no ratings, and it costs a lot of money. And the legislator I was talking to said, well, it really didn't cost the state that much money. And that's my concern, is that legislators said, well, you know, if we cut that, we're only saving $1 million here. We're only saving $1 million there. Really, that's not enough to make it worthwhile to cut. And I'm thinking, if we don't start chopping away and chipping away at the problem, we can't succeed. But it's very difficult, especially in the Senate, for this to happen.
If you cut $1 million 100 times, you've cut $100 million. And so we need to find efficiencies, and I believe we're going to. Now, what we get through the Senate, that'll be a topic unto itself. But we have to illuminate these things. We can't pretend they don't exist because they are holding us back.
Yeah, one good cut may be to just get rid of the Senate altogether.
we're going to take a break.
Chuck Cohen is our guest state representative, one of the more conservative representatives in the state of Louisiana, which means he doesn't like throwing your money away. We'll be back in a moment. Northwestern State University is our online Master of Science in Nursing and Nurse Practitioner program have been ranked as the best in Louisiana, according to registerednursing.org. The rankings were created based on data, and Northwestern, if you're looking at nursing programs, they are the best. Talk to them today.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
The residents at Manny Healthcare and Rehab Center like to have fun and remain active. Stephanie Holden, our activity director, organizes a variety of fun events and opportunities to make our residents smile. From community barbecues, weekly bingos, and parties for holidays, our activities help to make us your local leader in nursing and rehabilitation services. Come visit us at 120 Natchitoches Highway in Manny, Louisiana to see for yourself. Or call Stephanie Holden at 318-256-9233 to join in some of our fun holiday activities.
We invite you to come down to Natchitoches Wood Preserving off of Highway 1 South. We've been in business for 50 years, and we've been providing Natchitoches and surrounding areas with trailer boards up to 24 feet, poles and timbers up to 40 feet, and vinyl seawalls as well as composite decking. All of our lumber is treated for water use, and every visit you make, you'll deal with the direct owners of the company. We appreciate you, and we love the city of Natchitoches.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
And welcome back. Don't forget the Coach Mike McCarthy Show comes up in about 8 minutes from right now. The folks at Louisiana Eye and Laser Center remind you that if you need to get your eyes checked out, maybe a routine eye exam, maybe a cataract surgery, they have great professionals and doctors to help you. 15 locations, Leesville, Winfield, Natchitoches, Alexandria. Go to laionlaser.com and call them at 318-487-2020. laionlaser.com. State Representative Chuck Owens, our guest this morning. Chuck, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes left. What have I not covered?
Well, I want to chat real quickly, Ted, with everybody listening about this upcoming vote at the end of March. We have these constitutional amendments. As I said, have said on your program a lot of times, one of the things that holds Louisiana back is our Constitution. And that's a wonky discussion. I'm not talking about our civil rights or our gun rights or any of that stuff. Our Constitution has a financial framework that's broken. It's what hurts us. And so there's 4 amendments that are coming on the 29th of March. 3 of them are kind of innocuous, and I won't even talk to them out now. But Amendment 2 is very important that the citizens vote for this. Let me tell you why. This amendment reduces the maximum income tax rate. It doubles the standard deductions for citizens. So significant tax cut for citizens. It limits government growth. It ends a lot of special interest tax breaks. It solidifies homestead exemption. It pays off a big chunk of the debt that our state owes in the teacher retirement system. It will solidify the teacher retirement system, and it will ensure a permanent pay raise for our teachers. There's about eight or nine other things that are in this that the citizens need to know, and I'm going to do a mailer soon to my citizens in the 30th. But please, anybody listen to me, mark on your calendar, please vote on March 29th. This is very important for the future of our state. It will change things in the very near future if we get this through. And I mean that. I mean, this is, we've had bad economic policy here for as long as we've been alive, Ted. And it was put in place by Huey. No one did anything about it. They didn't do anything about it when they redid the Constitution in 74. And it is time to change it.
Okay, constitutional amendments can often be very complicated in reading them. So on this, how would you advise people to vote? Do you vote yes, no? What's the status?
Based on the four amendments that are in there, I want to tell everybody walking in, vote yes on all of them, but especially vote on number two.
And that's amendment a yes vote.
Two, yes.
And the yes vote will lower your state income taxes and get rid of some of the abuse in the system and make life better for citizens.
Yeah, in fact, what I'm going to do, Chaz, I'm going to email you something. If y'all want to share it on a website, you can. But this is important for our financial stability. I mean, we languish for a lot of reasons, but Article 7 of our Constitution is one of the biggest ones, and we are trying to get into the 21st century.
Yeah. I got a better idea, Chuck. Why don't you're great at doing this. Why don't you just record a 30-second PSA on why this is important or what we need to do? Let me just run the hell out of it on all eight stations.
Be glad to. Yeah. I will be glad to.
Yeah, send that to us and let's do it because, you know, we've got to do something about the tax system. Everybody talks about, oh, we got to get internet. Oh, we got to get sewer. We got to get water. We got to get education. If you want Louisiana to grow, we got to change our tax system. It's as simple as that, in my opinion.
Yes, sir. No question, Ted. You're exactly right. And there's several layers to it. But, yes, I will record a PSA. We can run it. And, it has to be done.
Yeah. You got a pick in the Super Bowl this weekend?
Yeah, those Saints. Oh, they're not in.
I was going to go with Houston, but.
Look, man, I'm tired of Kansas City. You know, in the 70s, I kind of got tired of the Cowboys and the Steelers winning all the time. I'm kind of tired of Kansas City.
And I've never liked Philadelphia.
No, I don't. I think I'm going to watch some reruns of All in the Family or something instead of watching the ball game.
Chuck, appreciate the job you do for us. Look forward to getting that public service list running and informing the people.
Okay. God bless you, Ted.
When are you coming back to Louisiana? I miss you more than you will ever know. When are you coming back to Louisiana? I lost a part of me when I watched you go. Her words touched me like a well-known memory of how we used to walk hand in hand. I pray someday she will forget me, 'cause where I'm going won't take me where I've been. When are you coming back to Louisiana? I miss you more than you will ever know. When are you coming back to a part of me when I watched you go? I wish there was some way I could tell her
Good morning, everybody. It's time for Radio Unafraid. It's brought to you